performance in a performance of Mozart's Requiem at the start of Through the Night at 1 o'clock, presented by John Shea. Right now, it's 11:15, and it's time for Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt.
The Illusionist, from Nino Rota's score for Fellini's Le Notti di Cabiria, his 1957 film about a feisty but naive prostitute who wanders the streets of Rome looking for true love, but finds only heartbreak. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction, and if it's any comfort, I should tell you that the Broadway musical and movie Sweet Charity is based on that Fellini screenplay. Somehow the world-weary mourner of Cape Verde, especially in the hands of Cesare Evora, is very reminiscent of both Fellini and his musical accomplice Rota. So, firstly, let's send some good wishes for a return to health to the barefoot goddess as she was once known. And now, here she is singing Luna Testemuna.
Cata pensa me acreteu, nem boca tá imaginando que mal longe de bom tem sofrido. Pergunta a lua nasceu, lua minha companheira de solidão. Vagabundo de espaço, que conceito da minha vida, minha desventura. E que tá contando, minha cresceu, tudo quanto tem sofrido na ausência. vicina distancia. Boca tá pensando, acreditou, nem boca tá imaginando que mais longe de bom tem sofrido. Pergunta a Luana se Luana companheira de solidão. Lua, vagabundo de espaço, que concheto de minha vida, minha desventura. Que tá contando, minha creteu, tudo com tem sofrido, na ausência e na distância. Mundo, bota enrolado comigo, num jogo de cabra cega, sem te perseguir. Cada volta que mundo dá, ele tá trazendo um dor pra antiga mais pra Deus. Mundo, bota enrolado comigo, num jogo de cabra cega, sempre te perseguir. Pá, cada volta que mundo dá, ele tá trazendo um dor pra antiga mais pra Deus. Enrolado comigo, num jogo de cabra cega, sempre te perseguir. Pá, cada volta que mundo dá, ele tá trazendo um dor pra antiga mais pra Deus. Bota enrolado comigo, num jogo de cabra cega, sempre te perseguir. Pá, cada volta que mundo dá, ele tá trazendo um dor pra antiga mais pra Deus.
Juno by a somewhat jazzy, somewhat sound art Viennese band called Tupolev, featuring Peter Hollybon at the grand piano, found deep in the basement of the recording studio. That's the piano, not Peter. Alexander Vatagin on cello and bass, Lukas Schuller on electronics, and David Schweikart on drums. Mowgli, on the other hand, does it all himself, from hip-hop and grime to sound art and social criticism. And his debut album, 93, displays his many talents for all to hear. So, especially for Budget Day tomorrow, here's Tax, Mowgli's anthemic reworking of a Lionel Bart tune that I'm sure you're all going to recognise.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two, you.
Never pay, plagiarize, plunder, pillage, swindle, swipe, bribe and pinch. Baggage cheating, ransacking, vegans, raid, evading under alias. Pirated, high, shanghaied, rig it, fix it, lift it, raise and rack it. Chiefing, jacking, bleeding, profits, racket ears. Honesty, you'll never cop it, squat it, rubbing, shutting, plug it down a dolly shot. Cash in hand as proof, stush view from the leader's bracket. Blackmailing, people have it, fleece it, acting like you mean it. Steal it, cut it, deal it back in little packets. Grifters, sports, fraudulent figures. Anti-corporate thinking, limitless, appropriating, dispossessed. Pill for thought to want what's appealing, reoffend and disappoint, deceiving. Evil's relative, the feeble think they lack it. Living back, scratching social contracts, factious Britain built on nothing. Live for comforts, give us something back.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax?
Spread a butterfly, a greeting, wet them zebras, striping Chevys, make a shetty red and dead him, bled him dry, cut and grab a mask. London stab tally cart, league table high, leaving faces sliced. Flower power, dagger out and in and out again. Pull, plunge and puncture, pierce, pop him out of pocket, lock and click it, flick and stick it in him. Dab, jab him, jib him, chuck and yam him with a bottle, Phoenix. Black Raven, maybe operators, couple knives to meet him, paint with claret, make him topple over. Ollie twist it back and forth, gash and gore, slash and bore him, no decorum. Lashing, hidden razor, rusty pipe or stainless, Stanley bladers, plank with nails in, shank tailor mainframe. Scars that'll stay with him, carving, pulling, putting holes in him. Film it laughing, another target, another market, another margin, another half wit to raise the bar with. Or stay in charge with, stains the tarmac, another body gasping.
Tax by Mowgli. State-of-the-art hip-hop from 21st century London. Back in the late 60s, in the febrile, apparently pre-revolutionary atmosphere of the United States, the Last Poets and their poet-in-chief, Abiodun Oyewole, evolved a form of proto-rap using just their voices and percussion, which transformed their black radical polemic and satire into a powerful voice for change. This track contains very strong language.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end. And nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Drew Murray
virgins will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes. Thank you.
Ashes, an ecstatic anthem by Brittany's astonishing Jan Tiersen, who also wrote the memorable score for Amelie. But that track was from Dust Lane, his recent album, that he described as a journey on the dusty lane that leads us to death. Not a sad thing, but like a colourful, sometimes painful, but mostly joyful experience. Life. Fair enough. Before that, celebrating the joy of life when the revolution comes, we heard The Last Poets. A tune with a new currency, I think, this year. Time for a pinch of sonic delight to raise the spirits still further, I think. This is one of the fruits of a collaboration between Oxford vocal ensemble I Fagiolini and the South African gospel group the Sadasa Chorale. It's a reworking of Machaut's Douce Dame Jolie. Thank you. I Fagiolini and the Sedasa Chorale performing their version of Machaut's Douce Dame Jolie, arranged with new music by Roddy Williams of I Fagiolini. Anticutting is also a musician who's concerned with renewing traditional music. He's an extraordinary accordion and melodeon player and composer whose collaborations read like a who's who of English folk. This month, he's part of the Cecil Sharp Project that sees Andy working with other new school folkies, including Jackie Oates, Jim Murray and Catherine Roberts. They're taking part in a week-long residential project to create new works related to the life and works of the legendary folk collector Cecil Sharp. This week, you'll be able to hear some of their new work in concert at Shrewsbury Theatre 7 on Thursday and this Saturday and Sunday at Cecil Sharp House in Camden Town in London. But right now, here's Andy playing with guitarist Ian Carr, Uphill Way. Thank you. Sun Ra's Spontaneous Simplicity, probably recorded live in New York City in 1968. A track which catches the orchestra in a mellow mood and a certain pleasurable restlessness in the percussion department too. It's from Outer Space Ways Incorporated, one of the 130 albums he created in his exceptionally prolific lifetime. Meanwhile, back at Nino Rota's soundtrack for the Fellini film Le Notti di Capria, a vocalist steps out of the shadows by the trattoria and sings this song, La Ri Lira. Oh, and if anyone out there can identify this vocalist, please let us know at lake.junction@bbc.co.uk or even by post to Lake Junction, BBC Radio 3 Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. La Ri Lira.
L'amore passa come passo viente, e come viente non se può Black.
she's spread her wings. I've got a sweet black angel, I'd like to wish she's spread her wings. When she spread her wings over me, I'll get joy in everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If you don't love me, black angel, please tell me the reason why. Well, all right, man. Black angel for a nickel, and she gave me $10 bill. That's my black angel for a nickel, and she gave me $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
Yeah.
Imenatuki, a gospel chant, recorded by the late David Fanshawe in the rosy-fingered dawn of February the 23rd, 1979, amongst the limestone choral of the Cook Island Church in Onero in the southern Cook Islands. Before that, Black Angel Blues, the 1949 recording by Robert Nighthawk. What a wondrous name for a blues man, eh? With Willie Dixon on double bass, Ernest Lane on piano, and the Nighthawk himself on vocals and slide guitar. 7 years later, B.B. King's version of the tune, Sweet Little Angel, reached number 8 on the R&B chart, but B.B. was one of the new guys at the time, and youth has its own momentum, while Nighthawk's guitar playing retains that classic 30s Delta feel. And so to Heitor Villa-Lobos, and three pieces from his suite for piano, Aprole Jo Bebe, The Baby's Family, performed with stunning dexterity by Nelson Freire. We're going to hear A Probezina a Boneca di Trapu, followed by O Policinero, and the finale, Brucia a Boneca di Panu. Thank you. Mass by Lucy, also known as Luca Mortellaro, the Berlin-based techno artist, author, experimental sound artist and DJ. It's from his debut album, Word Plays for Working Bees, a sort of sonic labyrinth in which it's a pleasure to lose yourself, surrounded by walls which resonate faintly with the soundscapes of the city of Berlin. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction. If you'd like a complete listing of all the music I'm playing tonight, just consult the Radio 3 web pages, where you'll also find you can listen again to this programme over the next 7 days. Here's a gem from R.D. Burman's soundtrack for the mid-70s Bollywood Island tune caper Chandi Sona, simply entitled Dance Music.
Hey, the mamba! Macumba! Zumba! Zumba!
Change the world. Leave it like it is. No change. No change is sexy. Let's not look inside for inner worlds. Let's not find meaning, reasons to change. Change is sad. No change is sexy. Let's lose ourselves in dryads. From Rugby to Hull, Hornchurch to Gant's Hill, Wallsend to Glamorgan, let's be sexy. Let's talk of taking our lives as if considering a trip to the video shop. Yeah, I might top myself later. I'll see how I feel. Nah, I'll never see the rainforest anyway. Let's make jokes about murdering shop assistants and eating their livers with virgin olive oil and a sprig of parsley. No change is sexy. Let's walk around supermarkets and get turned on by the twisted, contorted faces of people doing their shopping. Let's make love surrounded by the distress signals of brown paper takeaway bags and pornographic videos. Romeo and Juliet in a passionate compulsivity. Bleak is a happener and no change is sexy. No, let's not change the world. Let's become aroused by the acrid ammonia of urine in a deep tunnel underground station. You'll never see the rainforest anyway. I love this society. I know where I am. No change is sexy. Let's forge angry alliances, endlessly replaying scenes of rejection and violation. To change is bad, change is a misnomer, promoted by Californians with strange haircuts and symmetrical teeth. Change doesn't turn me on. Let's go to a lay-by on the North Circular. Place plastic bags over our heads, smash masonry nails for our ankles whilst humming the theme tune to Bonanza. Or was it the High Chaparral? No change makes me sultry. I love no change.
We'll be right back.
A gravity-defying track there that just can't stop swooping and hovering. Flower Victory from Black Falcon. An epic lament for that endangered species. It's been created by Turkish contemporary composer Erdem Elvajeoğlu and Australian sound artist Roz Bant, with Roz on long neck tahu and Erdem on electric guitar, along with live electronics. And it was Istanbul's visionary Positive and Double Moon label that made it possible for such an arcane and resonant project to take wing. Before that, a piece of enchantingly wayward thinking from a punk iconoclast, Jar Wobble, with his Invaders of the Heart proclaiming that no change is sexy. And the lead guitarist of that band was none other than Justin Adams, and maybe that was the first time most of us had ever heard him. Justin will be joining harmonica phenomenon Errol Linton and electronics wizard Matthew Ye King on the Late Junction session this Thursday around midnight. Sparks will fly, blues licks will abound, and the road of excess will lead to the Palace of Wisdom. Well, allegedly. John Adams' book of alleged dances got its name because the steps for the dances had yet to be created when he wrote the music. From that book, This is his Pavane, She's So Fine, performed by the Smith Quartet.
Thank you.
Track from the Hallowed Ethiopic series, which of course celebrates the classics of swinging Addis from the early 1970s Ethiopian music scene. It featured the golden voice of Seyfu Yohannes with his version of Mulatu Astatke's beautiful ballad Yekumo So, and it brought tonight's Late Junction to a close. Well, almost. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm going to leave you tonight with the finale from Nino Rota's soundtrack for Fellini's Le Notti di Cabiria. So picture our heroine, the still optimistic prostitute Cabira, walking out of danger and solitude back into the midst of life, or at least a crowd of young people riding scooters, playing music and dancing. The darkest hour is indeed just before the dawn. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Radio 3 Through the Night. After 3 o'clock this morning, you can hear Franck's Violin Sonata and Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. And in these first 2 hours, an American symphony from the late 19th century, Schumann's first piano trio, and to begin, Mozart's Requiem. After he conducted the Magic Flute's first performance in September 1791, Mozart's health quickly declined, and the effects have contributed to the mythology surrounding the Requiem. In his feverish state, Mozart came to believe that he'd been deliberately poisoned and that the anonymous visitor who'd commissioned the work had effectively asked him to compose his own requiem, which sadly proved to be true. This performance was given in Sweden last October.
Scream. Thank you. Bye.